الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we will talk about another tool for managing our lives and time. And that tool is called managing monkeys. Because monkeys are the biggest time stealers. You know, imagine the situation of if there are a lot of monkeys around, then you have to be very careful, otherwise the monkeys steal your things. And in this case, there are monkeys which steal your time. Now, there are seven rules for managing monkeys. The first rule of managing monkeys is that do not take responsibility for somebody else's monkey. It's a very important rule. Let the owner look after his monkey. Now, some people are professional monkey collectors. They are zookeepers. They collect everybody's monkeys. And then they run out of time because only that many monkeys you can manage. So never take responsibility for someone's monkey. Let me give you an example. For example, you tell your subordinate, I'm giving you a work example. You call your subordinate and you tell him that, say for example, let me give you another. The subordinate comes to you and says, I have to, in this sales issue, I need to talk to such and such a person. It might be a government official, or might be the vice president of a potential client or something. So your sales guy comes and says, I need to talk to that person. You know the person, so can you give me the phone number or something? So you say, fine, here's the number. He goes away. Then 2 days later or next day, he comes to you. He says, sir, you know, I've been trying to contact that person, I'm not getting through. He's not picking up the phone. So what do? You tell the person, okay, leave it with me, I'll do it. So now, that is, whose monkey is that? Is that guy's monkey? You took it over. So now 2 days later, he comes back to me and says, sir, did you call that guy? So now from you being his subordinate, from he being your subordinate, you became his subordinate. So instead of you asking him, did you do this job, he's asking you, did you do the job? Whose job was it? His job. And he's questioning you, did you do my job? Why is he doing that? Because you took over his monkey. So he's now asking you, did you feed my monkey? My monkey needs food, did you feed the monkey? So whose fault is it? Your fault. You take over somebody's monkey. The problem also with taking over somebody's monkey is that that fellow never learns to take care of his own monkeys. So skill development never happens. You are constantly working one level below, two levels below, and your own efficiency is ruined, plus your own work gets affected. Because you are doing somebody else's work, your work is still there, gets affected. So never, first rule, never take over somebody's monkey. Secondly, if the monkey needs to be fed, let the other guy feed it. You just tell them to feed what is to be fed. For example, this phone number you gave him, that was food for the monkey. So instead of feeding the monkey, he gave it back to you. So never take over anybody's monkey. Third thing is, also don't export monkeys. One of the biggest exports of monkeys that happens today is forwards. Thanks to social media, we forward all kinds of, I get at least maybe 7 or 8 videos per day. None of which I'm interested in. I mean, out of all those, maybe there's one somewhere which is good, but I don't have the time to look at all those 10 or, you know, 15 or whatever in the 2-3 days and then decide which one is good. So my standard response is, first I delete, second I use, there are two great monkey management tools in technology. One is called the spam folder and the other one is called the call and message block. Absolutely effective. So that's what happens. So if you have been sending me videos and stuff and you don't hear from me, that's where you are now, in the spam folder or in the blocked callers. So your choice. Send me monkeys, that's where it ends, because monkeys go into that place, right? So feel free to use that. The spam folder is meant to be used. Put them into the spam folder, they're gone. Alas, no problem. So don't export monkeys. Third thing is, don't go looking for monkeys. For example, one of my dear brothers and students yesterday asked me a question, but it's not only his question, it's a question I get asked all the time. People come to me and they say, so-and-so in my college or so-and-so is sending out this video which says this, how can I respond? So I tell them, why do you respond? Why must you respond? Let him send out anything. Why must you respond? Are you some kind of professional responder or something? What? So, another tool for managing monkeys, ignore the monkey. Let anyone send out anything. That's not your problem. No, so-and-so is saying something about such and such a person. Let them say. Let them say. So-and-so is talking about such and such a sheikh or such and such a person. Let them say. If that sheikh wants to answer, he can answer. That is his problem. If it is a problem at all in the first place. It's not your problem. Are you the professional defender of that sheikh? I mean, has he employed you? Is he giving you this title to say, defender of so-and-so? Why are you defending? What's your problem? So now, what you are doing is some monkey floating around. You are collecting that monkey. So now you are engaged with this. So you send a response, that fellow will tell you something. And then you send one more, and one more, and one more, and one. Then you also want to involve other people into it. So then you come to me. But if you come to me, you won't get anywhere, because that's what I'll send you straight away out. But you will come to somebody who's kinder than me, and what shall I reply? Then this person now gets involved. Oh, say this, say this, say this. Then you say it, it doesn't work, he comes back to you. I said this, it didn't work. Now you see how this whole thing spins, and the net result of this is what? Zero. If it was zero, it would be nice. It's not zero, it is a whole lot of completely wasted time and energy and emotion and whatnot behind some completely meaningless thing. Nobody's life got changed. Not one thing on the ground got changed. Right? And that is my whole problem with this stuff, you know, the social media stuff. I've got nothing against social media, but I'm just saying that it's a completely useless thing. And you see how useless it is. Take Twitter for that's why I got out Twitter. Because every time a message comes, we retweet, and then it gets forward, and so on and so on. What is the message about? The message is about some poor Syrian refugee who is starving. The message is about some Palestinian something which has happened. Now my point is, all your million retweets did not give one loaf of bread to that Syrian refugee. Does that Syrian refugee, can he eat your retweets? He needs food. Your RTs are not going to give him food. So why are you wasting your time and everybody else's time? If you can actually give food, go give food. If you can send money. Do some concrete, practical thing. Not waste your own time and everybody else's time on all the social media nonsense. WhatsApp, this, that, forwarding. Never forward anything. And final point on forwarding is, the other big fitna, which even goes into the area of shirk, which is that you forward something and the tail end of the message is, if you do not forward this, your leg will break. Or your mother-in-law will die or something. I mean, that's, we don't know which one is supposed to be good news or bad news. I mean, seriously, I mean, so the whole point, now you want me to believe this rubbish also. So I tell people, I said, I am proof that that the leg does not break, because my leg is alhamdulillah fine, right? And I have killed every single one of the messages for decades now. So nothing will happen if you don't forward. So seriously, as far as time management is concerned, this is a very big issue. And that's why I want to deal with that as the thing today. Do not become a zookeeper. Do not become a professional monkey collector. And also do not become a monkey exporter. Manage the monkeys. And inshallah, you will find a lot of time of yours and others that does not get wasted. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رحمة الله.